Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great nation, though not so much for either if you're over in Lebanon. A disastrous bombing. They are now reporting some more than 2,000 injured, at least 27 dead. And a large blast in the Beirut capital, now the BBC is reporting, has killed at least 50 people. What is the source of that blast? They don't know. It is not yet clear what caused the explosion. Videos show smoke billowing from a fire before the blast, which is followed by a mushroom cloud. Hospitals are said to be overwhelmed. A BBC journalist at the scene reported dead bodies and severe damage enough to put the port of Beirut out of action. The explosion comes at a sensitive time for Lebanon, with an economic crisis reigniting old divisions. Tensions are also high ahead of Friday's verdict in a trial over the killing of the ex-prime minister Rafik Hariri in 2005. Now, you may say, 2005 is 15 years ago, but the politics in Lebanon is so tribal that the expectation that there will be some kind of judgment against the Shiite Islamist killers who have been accused of taking out Prime Minister Hariri, that is a very big deal in Lebanon. In the United States of America, thank you, God, we do not have this kind of politics. And whatever you want to say about American politics, it's not always peaceful, but at least people can talk to each other. And right now there's a lot of upset and a lot of controversy, of course, surrounding the most recent extended interview with President Trump. I want to say I watched the whole thing. It's an interview he did with Jonathan Swan, who's British, very obviously, of Axios. It was aired on HBO and Axios, and he talked a lot about everything. And you know what, for people who think that President Trump is an incipient dictator, there's no reason for him to agree to this kind of interview in the White House, where he's answering, mostly respectfully, some very tough questions and very insistent questions from a journalist he knows is not friendly to him. I do think it's worth listening to some of this and focusing on some of it. President Trump, toward the end of the interview, was asked about the Black Lives Matter movement and the protests that have been erupting virtually everywhere and every night somewhere in the United States. Listen to the president.
We haven't seen protests like this since the 60s. I mean, we're seeing...
These are Democrats.
Well, just if I can finish my question.
And they're doing it for political reasons.
You said you've done so much for African Americans.
I have.
But there are Americans... Let me finish up. There are Americans out in the streets asking for change. Mr. President, have you ever met with a Black Lives Matter activist to hear them out, hear their arguments?
Well, Black Lives Matter started off to me very badly because it was...
Did you ever meet with one?
Pigs in a blanket, burn them like bacon. That was the first time I ever heard of black. That was 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
Pigs, meaning policemen, pigs is what they're referring to, in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I thought it was a, so. I got off to a bad start. I got off to a very bad start.
Would you meet with meet with a Black Lives Matter activist?
I would, but I think right now when they paint,
why haven't you?
When they paint the sign, nobody's asked for a meeting. Right? I've never been. Nobody's ever asked me for a meeting. Let me tell you, with African Americans, I'm doing very well. They had the best employment numbers they've ever had. They had the best job numbers they've ever had. They were making more money than they ever made. We were all set until we got hit by China with the virus.
Okay, President, throughout this interview, was able to change the subject to his benefit. And the idea of the President welcoming in some of the Black Lives Matter leaders to the White House, it seems to me could work for him, especially if he also has with him at such a meeting other African-American voices who would be more supportive. And there are people in the African-American community who support President Trump. And he then was asked, and this is one of those questions where the president could have hit back on the reporter, who's very smug and very arrogant about his response. It's about the question of systemic racism. Listen.
Do you believe, though, Mr. President, that many police treat black people differently from white people?
Well, I hope not. I hope not. Certainly the
you've seen the statistics.
The knee on the neck was a disgrace, okay?
Yeah.
That was a disgrace.
I'm talking about, what does systemic racism mean to you?
I hope the answer to that question is no. Does anybody really answer that question accurately?
But what about not really hope? Know? What about analysis? What's your cold hearted
I have seen where there is a difference, and I don't want there to be a difference. I don't like that there would be a difference. But with that being said,
why do you think black men are 2.5 times?
White people,
I know, but why do you think black
in
men
a larger number
in quantity
have killed?
But,
white people.
Why do you think black men are 2.5 times more likely to be killed by police than white?
That I don't know, but
why?
I don't like it.
But you must have thought
why?
About it.
Why? I don't know why, but I don't like it. I do know this.
Does it speak to something
police
systemic?
Have killed many white people also.
But proportionately, what does it speak to?
It speaks to something, if that's the number you're telling
me. It is the
number. Okay, if that's the number, it speaks to something that to me is unacceptable.
And what do you do about it then?
Well, I think we've already done a lot
but
of
you haven't.
Things.
It still exists.
Let me just tell you.
I understand your achievements. I know what you're going to say. I'm not suggesting you haven't done a lot
economically.
I've done a thing
called criminal justice
I get it.
Reform.
I'm just saying what changes.
President Obama couldn't
He's
get
not
done.
My friend.
He
I'm,
tried,
I'm asking about that
he
statistic.
He tried, but he couldn't get it
I'm
done.
Not,
I got criminal.
Okay, and they went on. Look, the one point that President Trump could have made and should make, and I hope that Kayleigh McEnany and the people who are advising him will urge him to make it in the future, is that the situation with black victims who are unarmed being encountered by white police officers and killed by white police officers, that has gone down under this administration. It was higher under Obama. And when you talk about making a difference to make those encounters rare, the reason that black people are overrepresented in encounters, fatal encounters with the police, has to do with the fact that there is a distinctive crime problem in the black community. Black victims are wildly overrepresented. They're not overrepresented black victims by 2.5 to 1. They're overrepresented 3 to 1. 3 times the percentage of murder victims, homicide victims, as the black population. And, of course, the police are going to be more involved in those communities working with people and working with suspects and trying to protect people. They've gotten better at, number one, protecting people, and, number two, avoiding fatal confrontations with people of color. That is an area where progress has been made. Should more progress be made? Sure. But there is also, and I do want to get to it, it's wildly controversial, and it comes out, it was through a leak. It probably should not have been released, but now that it is, everybody is going to be paying attention to it. The deeper background of the encounter, the fatal and historic encounter between the Minnesota cops and the late George Floyd. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. One might very well asked. Why is President Trump sitting down for a, it was about a 40-minute interview that he did with Jonathan Swan of Axios. And Jonathan Swan was tough, and he asked difficult questions. And President Trump held his own. Do I believe that this was a dazzling performance by the president? No, no, of course not. But it is striking that Joe Biden isn't doing anything like this. And I think that's one of the reasons that Trump agreed to this. In other words, the Trump campaign believes, and I know this from conversations with people, the Trump campaign believes that flushing Joe Biden out of his basement, getting him to do interviews that are comparable to what Trump did, just two people standing there going back and forth and batting it back and forth, that Joe Biden, in that kind of context, would be in serious trouble. And that may be the case. But if so, let's see it. There is no excuse for Joe Biden not to go on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace will be tough with him. Chris Wallace is tough with everybody. And in fact, he's angered Trump because he's tough with everybody. But for goodness sake, if a president of the United States is going to be dealing with issues of war and peace that are really absolutely crucial, they now are saying 50 people killed and more than 2,750 injured in Beirut explosions. There are two of them. And one of them apparently was near the Hariri residence, which leads you to believe that it is involved with some of the sectarian violence in Lebanon. But we'll bring you more when there is more information available. Let's go directly to your calls and to Kay in Salt Lake City. Kay, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. You were asking why would Trump be willing to do these interviews. I mean, I think he has supreme confidence in himself, as an understatement, but he doesn't feel at all threatened by those things. But I haven't heard the parts that you played, so I haven't heard the whole interview. But one part that I did hear was when he asked him about what would he say about John Lewis, Congressman Lewis.
Oh, let's play that. I have that right here. Let's play that so we can hear it again. And then I want to get your comment in just a moment. This is that's clip number 7, obviously. Jeremy, let's listen.
How do you think history will remember John Lewis?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know John Lewis. He chose not to come to my inauguration. He chose. I don't. I never met John Lewis. Actually, I don't believe.
Do you find him impressive?
I can't say one way or the other. I find a lot of people impressive. I find many people not impressive. But no, but I didn't.
Did you find his story impressive?
He didn't come to my inauguration. He didn't come to my State of the Union speeches. And that's okay. That's his right. And again, nobody has done more for black Americans than I have.
I understand.
He should have come. I think he made a big mistake.
But taking your relationship with him out of it, do you find his story impressive, what he's done for this country?
He was a person that devoted a lot of energy and a lot of heart to civil rights, but there were many others also.
There's a petition to rename the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, as the John Lewis Bridge. Would you support that idea?
I would have no objection to it if they'd like to do it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Would have no objection to it whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay, Kay, go ahead. Your response.
Well, his interest in his references to John Lewis are all in relation to not coming to the inauguration, not coming to the State of the Union. If he's serious about wanting to, instead of just repeating over and over about what he's done, what would it have hurt him to say, he was a civil rights icon, a civil rights hero, he risked his life for, I mean, just anything rather than just turning it all back to him.
No, you're entirely correct. It is very frustrating because this was a great opportunity for him. He should have said, especially after that very moving funeral where there were three other presidents who spoke on John Lewis's behalf. And look, Trump has a problem with this. You know, he still, when John McCain died, right, who's an American hero. Trump initially resisted flying the flag at half-staff in the White House. And he still finds it necessary to trash John McCain beyond the grave. This is an unfortunate tendency. And my hope is that as this campaign unfolds, maybe President Trump can learn from past mistakes and be a little bit more gracious about people who have died. It's kind of an American tradition, and especially for someone like John Lewis, who was there with Dr. King for the I Have a Dream speech. He was one of the six major leaders of the whole civil rights movement, and he was a beloved member of Congress. And Kay, you're right. So what that he didn't go to President Trump's inauguration? That shouldn't be the first thing for a president of the United States. President Trump was also answering questions about coronavirus and his idea that it's now under control. Listen.
I've covered you for a long time. I've gone to your rallies. I've talked to your people. They love you. They listen to you. They listen to every word you say. They hang on your every word. They don't listen to me or the media or Fauci. They think we're fake news. They want to get their advice from you. And so when they hear you say everything's under control, don't worry about wearing masks, I mean, these are people, many of them are older people,
what's
Mr. President.
What's your definition of control? Yeah. Under
it's giving them a false sense
right
of security.
Now, I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it. This is a horrible plague that beset us.
You really think this is as much as we can control? 1,000 deaths
a
day?
I'd like to know if somebody...
Again, this was President Trump on the idea that the virus is under control, which it obviously is not. When we come back, there is another interview which could have some real impact on the presidential campaign or the vice presidential selection process. An interview with Susan Rice. Look, I think it's very risky for Joe Biden to be considering Susan Rice. She is best known and best remembered, especially to a lot of Republicans, as the National Security Advisor, who I believe at the time she may have been our UN ambassador, who went out on five different TV stations and said that the killings in Benghazi had been a response to a video, the same thing that had caused the response in Cairo, that it was not it was obviously a terrorist act, but denying that it was something involving a terrorist organization. It had been a response to a video. It's a terrible mistake. But right now, she's asked about defunding the police. And what does she say? And what about that question about coronavirus getting under control? There was some encouraging news in a decline in the death rate that showed a little bit of hope. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. After spawning tornadoes from North Carolina all the way through Virginia and Maryland, Tropical Storm Isaias is continuing its trek north. This restaurant owner in Atlantic City telling Fox News he's making plans already.
Comparing to all the reservations that we had for tomorrow, we canceled them. I called them and I canceled, or I pushed them for Wednesday or Thursday. And it's going to hurt us a lot.
The White House says the use of mail-in voting in the November election will be rife with fraud and delay.
When you have this mass mail-out voting, like what Nevada wants to do, the consequences are real.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany there speaking at the press briefing on Tuesday. McEnany saying, though, President Trump is in favor of absentee ballots, which means you request a ballot, which is available in every state and the District of Columbia. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on Twitter, I think it's worth noting, as the Washington Post reported, that when the news came through of the passing of John Lewis, who was a historic figure, and I think history will be extremely kind to him, whatever his shortcomings as a very partisan and very reliable Democratic vote in the House of Representatives, history will be kind to John Lewis because of his role in the Civil Rights Movement, which was one of the heroic movements in American history. President Trump, when he found out about John Lewis's passing, he was actually, as the Washington Post pointed out, his motorcade was returning to the White House from his golf course in Northern Virginia, where he just played golf. And President Trump said, "Saddened to hear the news of civil rights hero John Lewis passing. Melania and I send our prayers to he and his family." Okay, so it was acknowledged, and unlike with John McCain, he did go along with basically every branch of government, which lowered flags to half staff in behalf of John Lewis. Let's go quickly to your calls to Rick in San Diego. Rick, you're on the Medved Show.
I'm glad you quoted that tweet. I was just going to do that for you. President Trump says lots of nasty things about lots of people, but that interview with Jonathan Swan certainly wasn't one of them. John Lewis,
no.
It's important to say John Lewis said lots of very nasty things about Donald Trump when he was alive. He didn't just
yeah, except here, here's the basic
speeches. He called him a here's racist the basic numerous point. Times.
Okay, here's the basic point I would make to you and to all listeners, and it's not to President Trump, because President Trump is President Trump, but it is a terrible policy not to be generous and gracious about people who have just died. It just isn't. I agree with you completely,
but I don't think that was a moment where he was ungracious. Could he have been more gracious? Certainly. But he could have said,
okay, here's a very simple thing he could have said, acknowledging the fact that here's something that Lewis said on NBC on Meet the Press in January 2017 when President Trump was being inaugurated. He said, I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president. I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they have destroyed the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. Okay. He didn't like Trump. Trump didn't like him. But you know what? Let me mention something else, and it's something in Trump's behalf. Do you know who called President Trump a cancer on conservatism? Do you remember that?
Oh, there's so many. I couldn't tell you which particular one.
It was Rick Perry, the governor of Texas.
Yes.
He gave a speech just ripping Trump, said he was a cancer on conservatism, and Trump had the good sense and goodwill to bring Rick Perry into the cabinet and to make him Secretary of Energy. See, I almost forgot, like Rick Perry did famously. And that ability, it's a crucial political ability to... And particularly after someone is gone.
Do you think anyone in the Democratic aisle will say anything nice about Donald Trump when he dies? Anyone?
Yes. Yes.
You do?
I do. I do.
You think Barack Obama will say anything nice about Donald Trump when he dies? Or John McCain?
Let me give you
Joe Biden?
Would what? What about Joe Biden?
Or Barack Obama say anything nice about Donald Trump when he dies?
I do. I do. And I'll give you the proof. The proof is Richard Nixon, the only president to be driven out of office, hated by Democrats. When Richard Nixon died, Bill Clinton gave an extremely gracious farewell and salute to President Nixon. And again, it's cheap. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't make you look bad. It just makes it sound like it's one country. Let me go to Laura in Poulsbo, Washington. Laura, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks so much for letting me speak. I'm responding to the woman who called in, and she was concerned that President Trump had not gone on and on about the death. And honestly, Michael, you did the right thing by saying what was his response and how the flags went down. President Trump is refreshingly different than all the other long speech makers and beautiful speakers. Of course, he acknowledged it. But he is a man of action. He gets it done getting jobs for African Americans. I was so happy that young people, high school kids, were able to have jobs, get more summer jobs these last couple of years. It bothers me that the news... NBC, ABC, MSNBC would never think of responding what a positive response he and Melania had had. That's just their job, to never say anything positive about him. But I do, and I'm glad he takes action rather than lots of flowery speeches.
Okay, and by the way, he did acknowledge in that interview that we were playing on Axios that, he would have no objection to renaming the Edward Pettus Bridge. Now, the reason that's significant is John Lewis was almost killed on that bridge. He was very severely injured. He was beaten around the head. He had concussions and skull damage, and it was a terrible beating that he had on what was known as Bloody Sunday when they were marching for voting rights in Alabama. And so it would be, I think, a good and appropriate thing to rename the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, into the John Lewis Bridge. And I'm glad that the president said that. The point that I'm making, Laura, is just this. We're coming into a campaign, and part of the biggest issue, and I think it is by far the biggest issue that Joe Biden has going for him, is going to be the divided state of the country, how polarized everybody is. And anything President Trump can do to reduce that, to try to reach out and seem to be a more unifying and less divisive force, is going to work to his advantage. And that's particularly true if you look at the sympathy that so many people have regarding the Black Lives Matter movement since the death of George Floyd. I spent some time watching this newly released video, which was leaked to the Mail in Great Britain. And it's a video of what happened from the moment the police approached George Floyd when he was originally in his own car, and before they took him out and handcuffed him. And it's chilling. It's very hard to watch. It's horrendous. But one of the things that becomes very clear is that George Floyd, before the police laid a hand on him, was having some very, very serious problems. And in the audio, you can hear a little bit of what is going on, but the video is far more instructive. I think that that one of the problems that everyone should anticipate is that with this additional video, which is taken from the body cameras of one of the, I think it may even be from two of the police officers who were involved with George Floyd, it's going to be very, very difficult for the prosecutors, either state or federal, to get murder convictions on these officers. Why? We'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. Here's an exclusive offer only for MedHead annual members. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com for this special discount.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Story from CNN. They say in partial footage obtained by the Daily Mail, that's a British publication, of course, obtained from the body cameras worn by two of the now former Minneapolis police officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd. A panicked Floyd can be seen struggling with officers while in the back of a squad car in the minutes before his death, saying, "I can't breathe." Moments later, following the struggle, Officer Thomas Lane can be heard asking Officer Derek Chauvin whether Floyd should be rolled on his side. Floyd died May 25th while in custody, and the incident, which was also recorded on cell phone video, set off protests that soon went nationwide. The demonstrators over his killing and the deaths of other demonstrations over his killing and the deaths of other African Americans at the hands of police prompted intense discussions on racism in America. Footage from the police body-worn cameras of Thomas Lane and J. Alexander Kwang. J. Alexander Kwang is the black officer among the four officers who have all been charged in Floyd's death. Was filed with the court July 7th by Lane's attorney as evidence supporting the motion to dismiss the charges against the former officer, but only the written transcripts were made public in court at that time. No one knows how the news organizations got this footage. What the footage shows, and it's heartbreaking to watch. First of all, you can see why so many people who knew George Floyd said he was a good guy. He was nice. He was kind. He was friendly. He was a positive person. But you can also see that he is clearly stressed out from the first moment he sees the police officers, because as the autopsies have shown, he had traces of, not more than just traces, he had a fairly large presence of drugs. And at several points during this footage, which people are going to be screening, you can see the officers asking him, "Are you on something? Are you feeling okay right now?" And he clearly wasn't. The one thing that I should say here is there is no possible excuse for Derek Chauvin to have kept his knee on his neck and to have killed him that way. But one of the things that you can see here is why it was four officers. George Floyd is a very large, imposing guy. He's 6'6", according to most reports that I've read. And he was obviously in complete distress. He was not himself. And he mentioned several times that he had recently recovered from COVID-19, which we also believe to be true. It's one of those things about, okay, one of the questions, and I'm sure it's occurred to many people out there, is why would the police officers find it necessary to arrest this guy anyway? Because Floyd, at the very beginning, before they took him out of his car, before they put handcuffs on him, was basically pleading, "Oh, no, I didn't do anything. Okay, is passing a fake $20 bill, which is what he was accused of doing? See, it's the other aspect of that 911, 911 call that had been put in by the storekeeper in that Cup Cafe there in South Minneapolis, who had basically said to the dispatcher that there was a guy out there just trying to give them a false $20 bill, and he said he's out of his mind, and they thought drunk. Well, apparently it wasn't drunk. It was methamphetamines and morphine and fentanyl. And this is part of what that video sounded like from the Daily Mail of the very first encounter between George Floyd, the fatal encounter with the Minneapolis police officers. Listen. Okay, and of course it deteriorated from there. The entire thing is so horrible, but one of the questions that I was mentioning before is people say, well, why not just leave it? Say, hey, don't pass a counterfeit bill. And it is because he was so clearly not well. He was on something, as they say. And of course, how could the police have handled it differently? Well, the one thing they could have done would be when he says, "I can't breathe," take your knee off the neck. But all of this will be part of what is sure to be an extremely well-publicized and painful trial. There was also a comment by Susan Rice. Susan Rice is the former UN ambassador. She's a former national security advisor. She apparently is on Joe Biden's short list for the vice presidential nomination. And this is cut number two. And as she was asked whether or not she agrees with the idea, which has become a slogan of Black Lives Matter movement, of defunding the police. Look at her dance around the question. Listen.
Do you support the call to defund police?
Jerika, no. That's not terminology that I would use. But what I would say is this. We have long history of inequality, of oppression that endures in this country. And we need the police to be part of the solution. In some instances they are, in other communities they're not. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. So I'm for reimagining the role of the police, getting them out of things like social work. I'm for responsible reallocation of resources where that makes sense to invest more in our communities and the health of our citizens. But it doesn't fit a one-size-fits-all approach. You can't just take money away uniformly and put it somewhere else or take it away altogether. I think we need to look at this community by community and be quite thoughtful about it.
Okay, that's her answer on defunding the police. And right now, this is a painful issue in the city of Seattle because they're talking about laying off police officers. We played for you yesterday some of the comments of the wives of police officers at Seattle PD. And look, Susan Rice is very smart. She's very articulate. Her big problem as a potential running mate for Joe Biden is that Benghazi situation that she was involved with, and also the fact that she's never run for public office before. And you could say, well, Trump never ran for public office before. Yeah, but he went through more than a full year of a primary process, campaigning and doing rallies and doing debates. For Susan Rice to go from never having run for anything and not really being known for political speeches to suddenly have to do a debate with Mike Pence and to try to account for ourselves on lots of interviews that are going to be tougher than that interview that she did in CBS, which we played for you, I think is going to be a tough go. The state of the nation, when you have only 13% of Americans, only 20% of Republicans, and almost no Democrats, who are satisfied with the way things are going in this country, that has to get better. And frankly, it's one of those things that the future of President Trump's administration is going to depend on. And do I think that some kind of agreement that they're now debating about some kind of relief package that keeps some kind of supplement to the unemployment benefits going will be a part of that? Convincing people that the country is getting better, that it can actually do things again? I think it probably will be. And I would imagine that by the end of the week, we have some progress. We're also going to be listening in during the next hour to another press conference from President Trump in the middle of the hour, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.